Good morning and welcome to Red News Podcast 310. 14 months after our last held the reins, we're back. First pre-season game of the season in Finland. But we're not actually in Finland at the minute, are we, John?
No, we're in Suomenlinna, which is an island off Helsinki.
It's a fortress, isn't it?
A fortress
island, formerly Russian-owned. And it's like a 15-minute ferry away from Finland.
Heritage site.
And the weather's absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Fantastic. All these people with coats not needed.
BBC weather app said it was going to rain.
Brilliant.
So we got here yesterday. The weather's been belting since we arrived. Just like home, unusually.
Yep.
And first pre-season game of the season today. Are you looking forward to it, Riaz?
I'm not too bothered about the game, obviously, but it'd be nice to go to a football stadium in Europe after such a long time. So, yeah, in that respect. But it's just more nice to get away. It's a lovely little getaway, this, and for once we're doing a bit of an extended tour. So we've come here for the game, and then we're going to go home booked via Chappy Travels, which means going to Tallinn on a ferry tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to, a 2.5-hour ferry. It's supposed to be a bit of a giggle. And then A night in Tallinn, and then we're coming back via Dublin, where we've got 2 or 3 hours of Malahide, haven't we? So the Guinness will be okay then. And then we go home. Which all sounds pretty blissful to me.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, John.
Danny, when we were mooching around Helsinki yesterday, we spotted a coach and we came to the conclusion that it wasn't going to be United's coach because it wasn't a big daft red one.
Right directly in the town centre, so we thought that couldn't be United's, but it turns out I think it was,
isn't it? It was, yeah. We walked past the same hotel this morning, there were a few
sightseers.
A few stood outside it, and we bumped into some of the Wrexham team
walking around in the almost like the training kit late last night, wasn't it? I mean, it was probably what, 11:30, we were walking back to the hotel, 12 o'clock, and they were, a good group of them were walking past us.
Right, so I'm not going to dwell on the game because no one's really interested. What do we reckon to our transfer business so far this summer, John?
Very, very happy with Tielemans. Spotted him 3 years ago. Buy from the Premiership is so much more less of a gamble than buying anything abroad, as you saw last year with Kuna and
Mbeumo.
Thank
right.
you, Mbeumo. Yeah, it's less of a gamble. It's a no-brainer. The lad they bought from Chelsea I know nothing about, but a few Chelsea fans say they might have missed out there. So we'll watch the space on that one. But we need a couple more with all the extra fixtures. Well, I think we'll have.
No, I think we're still short in midfield. I think we need at least another one. I'm quite pleased with Tielemans as well. I remember him playing at Old Trafford for Anderlecht when he was like 18. And he was probably hottest property in Europe at the time. And United were heavily linked with him. So it seems, 11 years on, he's finally rocked up.
How old is he?
29. That's the thing. You say he's not much of a gamble. It's a 5-year contract.
Yeah, but that.
I know that kid from Guimet.
What's his name? The Bruno at Newcastle. Guimet.
He's 28.
He's 28, yeah. And you're talking, double, treble the money for him.
What have we paid for him?
35 mil.
And City have paid 120 or something for Dengue.
Anderson.
So in terms of value.
In the current market.
I know we're doing the right thing for where we are now, the position we're in now, but that's the point I'm trying to make. 10, 15 years ago, it would be us splashing the 120
million. What do you mean, the position we're in now? What are you talking about?
Financial.
We're not in a position to buy the best players anymore.
You're making that up.
No, he's right. We haven't got the budget for that.
We can't.
I don't think anyone knows that. Because we spend 100, 200 million pounds each year.
So we are spending the budget. When top players are up for sale, United can't go for them.
That's not to do with budget. City, that might be to do with being attractive.
City just...
No, but it isn't, though, John, is it? The point he's making, and rightly so, we're £1 billion in debt. We've got an astronomical wage bill.
You know
so,
all that.
So over the last two or three years, there's been a concerted effort to reduce the bill
and to buy within budget. I'm happy with that, but the point I'm trying to make is it's so different from what we used
but
to.
My point
yeah, Wayne
is,
Rooney's up for sale. Let's go and buy him.
My point
Van Persie, we need him for 2 years. Let's buy him. Brian Robson, let's buy him. We can't do that anymore. I'm just reflecting on that. However, the team...
Because we're riddled with...
Put my point over. My point is, we spent £200 million in a summer. It might be on three, four, £50 million players, but we've got £200 million. So we could buy a £120 million player and another
£80 million because we need about three, four, five, six players.
Three bodies in midfield, don't
it's not,
we?
It's not like
we
City where they're just adding to the squad. We need a rebuilding
on one player.
I didn't say one player, but I bet we spend £200 million.
Yeah, but we need to.
So this fallacy about not having money to buy players has never been the case.
No, because we're going in debt.
It's not my debt.
Yeah, but it's not... Yeah, but
Anyway, let's move on. Let's just say it's very sunny here. And we'll talk about the drink. They've got a funny drink here, haven't they? Which is...
Hilarious.
It's like a gin...
Long drink.
A long drink, they call it, because it's served in a pint pot. And basically, it tastes like Lilt, but it's gin and is it grapefruit?
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
Very nice.
We had about four of them yesterday.
Yeah, very good.
But it's nice, isn't it?
It's nice. You're drinking fruit juice with the strength of Stella,
especially during the summer where it's. In fact, I've just seen old men admitted we've just been drinking alcohol pots while we've been here. That's what we've effectively done. But still, it's been good.
You drank Guinness?
I didn't. Danny did.
Danny did. Zero.
I had a gin and tonic. And we found a lager called Chapman Lager, which tasted pish.
Which was the best lager we've had all holiday.
Right, just let's just touch on it. How much World Cup did you watch?
I watched quite a few games. And then turned over regularly because I got bored very quickly.
Yeah. Riaz?
I watched quite a bit, actually.
Did you?
And I was disappointed with the semis. And I just think... The World Cup's left a bad taste in my mouth, not only for the semi-final defeat, but also for the things that have been going on with teams having to fly into places the day before they get and fly straight out again after the game. Political people... making phone calls to FIFA and influencing it. The whole thing is just a bit farcical, isn't it? And it doesn't instill any confidence that the game is fair and even. And there's something about Argentina where they can commit as many fouls as they want and get booked. That's me, Murray.
Danny, how much have you watched a lot of it?
No, I've watched 10 minutes here and there of games. The only full game I watched, not only because I was around at someone's house, was the Norway England game. The Argentina game. I went walking the dog when England went 1-0 up. Streets were dead. And I come back and we were 2-1 down.
Your fault, you kept walking, shouldn't
you? 2-1 down. Hey?
Your fault.
Just it was just shit to watch. Just I'm not interested in England whatsoever. And it was just shit to watch. Spain, I watched a bit of that Spain game. Who were they playing?
France.
They are the international version of City, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought Spain was. It was quite good to watch. It was exciting. It was good. I mean, England were just boring to watch, and we're all getting fooled by that Mexico game. And you know, people stayed up. I didn't. We're all getting fooled about it. We weren't playing good football.
Yeah, you know, it's just to get the result.
And I think the fact he didn't play Mainu was an absolute disgrace for 1 minute. And if I was Mainu tonight, during that, I'd fake an injury and not play because you're bound to wheel them all out tonight, innit?
Yeah.
And to be honest, he could have won that Argentina game if he'd have two centre backs. Martinez being one of them, the other one were both booked. Kane looked like he'd done nothing for me. He was probably tired. And they should have brought the other lad on, what's he called? Tony, is that what he's called?
Ivan Tony.
Tony. Should have brought him on. He could have made a nuisance of himself against them two centre-backs. But then he went all defensive. And you can't go defensive against teams with Messi in, can you?
I'm not sure it would have made any difference.
I think it would have done.
No, but they didn't have the ball to create any chances, did they, that second half? It was an awful second half.
Anyway, here's a question for you then. We're not going seeking out watching this third-place game tonight, are we?
No.
No, we're watching.
Are you watching the final tomorrow?
It'll be about midnight.
Are you watching the final tomorrow?
We'll be in Tallinn.
Depends. I'll be on an aircraft in Amsterdam somewhere.
Depends what time it kicks off.
10 o'clock.
8 UK, 10 here.
Helsinki is lovely, though, isn't it?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You have to picture it. We're all in shorts, T-shirts, sunnies on. It's absolutely gorgeous. Really
at like half past 10 at night and the sun's still up.
It's really nice. Nice place. Nice feeling about it.
It reminds me of Oslo 4 years ago, the weather.
You know, cheaper than Oslo.
Yeah, it's not a lot cheaper, but it is noticeably cheaper. It's not, despite being Scandinavian, it's not a... Oslo's like eye-wateringly dear, isn't it?
Just a little bit more expensive than city centres.
Yeah.
That's about it, really, only a little bit more.
Yeah, you're paying sort of £7.50, £8.50.
You can pay £6.50 in Manchester, can't you?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah. Right, thanks for that then, gents. We'll check in at some point after the game and reflect on that, what we managed to watch of it. And catch you later. Thank you. And welcome back to Red News Podcast 310, part 2. And we're now post-game. Well, strictly speaking, the game is still ongoing because we decided to spew it at half-time because it was, quite frankly, really boring. It was United 0, Wrexham 1. No real complaints about the result or the ongoing result because it's just a pre-season friendly after all. The main takeaway that we've just been discussing was the absolute paucity of the attendance. And I think the ground holds 40k and I'd estimate there's about 12,000 people in there tops. I mean, we got on the pre-sale tickets very, very early when they went on sale because we already booked the flights before the game had been officially confirmed. And we paid €70, which is, all right, if you're going to look at it critically, it's a ridiculous price to pay. But we are ridiculous people, as you probably already established. But I'm kind of... United needs to sort of take a look at the marketing for things like this because they just think they can treat these like Scandinavian countries or all these European countries with complete impunity and charge whatever they want and basically fleecing them to watch a second string / youth team. But they need to have a long hard look at themselves and thinking, does that represent good value for a family of four if they're being asked to pay north of €600, to watch that? Wrexham played in Poland last weekend. They took 1,400 to Rocklaw, I think it was. And I've done no research, but I would be amazed if their fans there paid anywhere more than €15 for a ticket. So I'm not surprised that Wrexham didn't do this in numbers this weekend when United and their tour promoter were in effect setting a price of 120, the vast majority of tickets today were 120 to €150, and it's just quite frankly ridiculous. So MUFC need to look at that and think, well, if we'd have priced that at a more reasonable 40, 50, €60 a ticket, they'd have had a full stadium there today, I've got no doubt.
Yeah, 100%, I think you had the point there, that although you said we paid €75, that the tickets were way north of that, weren't they, the ones you saw on the website, which is ridiculous, We did see, when Wrexham scored, I think I saw one Wrexham fan jump up on his own in a Wrexham shirt.
There were a couple on our flight.
Yeah.
Coming out.
Yeah, but there wasn't, it wasn't in numbers, and you'd expect them, because they're not travelling in Europe, probably, to come to these games.
There's a few dozen English here, United fans. The vast majority are Finnish people in the, huge variety of different United shirts from over the years. But it's just sad because they should be selling games like this out. The first time they played in Finland in 62 years, I believe.
But is this a worry that it isn't just the pricing? because of where United are, is it, you know, they're not United of 20 years ago, is it Scandinavian countries are interested in other football teams?
I want to say on this.
What? Let's discuss the perfect storm.
€100 tickets, plus it's still the World Cup, and the locals know there's no first team players there, hardly.
No, but they didn't know that when they bought it.
But if you, yeah, we did.
No, but if you're a Finnish...
You knew it was the World Cup, still.
Hang on. Right. If you're a Finnish Man United fan,
you're going to come.
You're going to come out here regardless. Regardless of whether you're going to see Bruno Fernandes or...
I think that makes a big difference. I think
it's
a perfect storm.
It's not 10 years. It's 60 years since we played.
I'm going to pay €100 to watch the reserves as a Finnish United fan. Might go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right. Every member of the Helsinki Manchester United club would have been there today, and it's not as big as what we think it is.
Don't agree. I think it's a perfect storm.
John's being obtuse.
So I sat next to a lad, finished lad, and it was such a nice
time. Why
didn't you talk more, John?
No, I wouldn't ever want to talk over you.
Carry on.
And the lad just said it was so expensive that he had to think, well, shall I come? But he thought, we've not played here for 60 years, so I'm going to go and see them.
Our point is because it's so expensive. You're trying to bring this thing in about it's still the World Cup.
And the perfect storm of very expensive, plus the World Cup, both of them.
And also, outside the stadium before kick-off, there were lots and lots of people milling about in night, but it seemed that they came to get the atmosphere and then go into the ground.
I think you're possibly right there, Riaz.
They didn't bother.
Before I went into the stadium, I did think it was going to be packed.
Yeah,
there's a load of people knocking about.
I think they came for the atmosphere, and there were loads of bars around.
Too expensive.
It was full of people wearing... None of them went in.
I said that to you last year. The game in Malaysia was like that.
Everyone's outside.
And it was fucking rammed outside the ground. And you got in the ground and it's half empty. Yeah.
I mean, there's another side to it. You said United need to look at it. Do they not care because if they put it out on MUTV or whatever channels it's gone out on, that the advertising from them games carries on?
Yeah, but
and they're not bothered if they sell another 10,000.
Paul said it, but the optics are bad.
There can't be any... like serious revenue from MUTV. How many subscribers have they got?
Here's an horrible question. If City had come today with their record over the last 10 years
with the World Cup on and €100 ticket,
would they have had more fans here than us now?
No.
We hate to say it.
No,
but I'm not talking about English fans, John. Travelling.
You've asked me to answer the question. The answer is no.
At City would have priced it differently. I don't think they'd have priced it.
I think
they'd have priced it as arrogantly as United have.
Yeah, that's
because,
the word.
Because they're more intuitive about optics.
I agree, whereas United, we used to say,
not arrogant, just better.
Yeah,
now we're arrogant and we're not better, we're worse.
Yeah. So... It's no biggie in the grand scheme of things, but it's still a valid point, I think, in that United, the camera must scan round there and just like, and there must be like a few embarrassed faces in that exec box.
Also, for the next game here or in Scandinavia, people think, do I really want to go when nobody else is going?
I mean, it might be the fact that we've played a few games in Scandinavia. It's not like a rare occurrence, is it, coming here? Because they've done this 3 or 4 years on the bounce now.
Paul, we were out yesterday. Every other person you talk to... Well, yeah, we're going to custom control and the guy goes, oh, God, I didn't realise we're playing. Oh, God, yeah, I'll listen to it on the radio. Everyone wants to see United. Everyone wants to hear about United. But those prices, Jesus. And like you said, a family of four, are they going to spend...
Out of interest, do the club have...
So is it the prices that are not United?
The prices,
you were talking 100%
they do.
Because this is my point,
because Wrexham are just along for the ride, aren't they? United had full control of inside that ground. The scoreboards are showing adverts for MUTV, adverts for the ground tour. That's 100% United are doing that with... 100% United are setting that agenda there.
Yeah.
I do apologise for the two people on the very adjacent table who were having their own conversation trying to podcast. Anyway, has anyone got anything else to say? Because I've had
it wasn't a bad goal from Wrexham. The two passes into the lad that put it in the net.
Yeah, but
two good passes.
Who cares about Wrexham scoring goals?
The young lad, Santos, what do we think? You can't say what
he showed
you think
himself
about him.
A lot.
He showed himself. He looks confident.
Euro's got a new hairdo.
Yeah.
I think you're right, John. I think the only take I got from it was he wasn't shy for the ball.
Yeah.
He wanted the ball.
That was a good sign.
Which is a good sign. Not saying he did anything special, and I don't think anything did.
So based on 45 minutes against the championship team in a pre-season
football. It's a good
sign. No, I did that, Danny, yeah. And also, they love Harry Maguire. Whenever
that
he got the ball,
wasn't it?
They're all
most famous player out there, probably.
Every time Maguire got the ball, sure he's not finished, or he's got a finished misses or something.
No, I don't think he is.
It was bizarre.
I've got one more point. I think it's been really, really lovely to be here, and that's about it. Oh, and it's been very pert. Well, we said that Nathan wouldn't have to do any editing. Why are you being, like, rude now?
Just giving him some
being
to do.
Rude. apologies, listeners.
Listener.
Sorry about that. Right. Well, next time we speak to you, we'll probably be in the Pev talking.
About Hindus, there's another Hindu.
Where?
Hindu.
No. Oh, I can't see anything. Right.
Eights of the week, do we do that? Or
we've
got
have we got any eights of the week?
Oh, wow. No, eights of the. In Finland, I've not got any. I've got no complaints about Helsinki.
It's still not rained, is it? It's
been still not rained.
That's my only complaint, that you made me carry a coat all day. And it's
nobody
not
made you do it, is it?
Nobody
BBC
made
it. But no, I haven't got any complaints about Finland. I've come back, Helsinki's been great.
Yeah, all that.
Pet eight, John?
My one, yeah. Steps is probably.
What, the band?
Yeah. Great.
Riaz in his house. Riaz has got. Everyone can relax now.
No need to.
All right, yeah. Riaz has got his steps in.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, we won't go numbers.
While the rest of us got the tram to the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. See you in August in the Pev for more drivel. Cheerio.